Message is entitled The Hungry Soul. Let's go to Psalms 107. Amen. Many has ever heard of a one a day vitamin?
Yes.
You know, you can leave them in the bottle all day long, they won't do too much good. Yeah, but you take that Bible, like Sister Linda said, and you read it in and, you know, some people say, what do you read? Just let the Spirit lead you. It's all good. It's all wonderful, you know. But you really do need to feed your soul. Psalms 107, verses 1 through 9. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in a wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. I want to read that again. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of all their distresses. Man, isn't that encouraging, Sister Susan? He delivered them out of all their distresses. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we so thankful, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy, for your precious and holy word, God, and for the desire that you've given us, God, to eat of your word. Father, I thank you for those who have gathered here tonight. And Father, I pray, God, that you would just let that heavenly manna rain down upon each and every one of us. God, there's so many needs, so sickness and affliction, but God, we know that you are the healer of the body. Father, we pray tonight for those who are in need. We ask you now, Lord, just to feed us. Lord, I ask you, God, to let it produce growth and edification into our spirit, that we may be strengthened by your word. God, that we won't faint. God, I pray, Lord, that you would touch and anoint these lips of clay tonight as just a vessel and an oracle, that the Holy Spirit might speak to us, and we'll be so thankful, giving you all the praise, the honor, and the glory. We ask it in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. Well, praise the Lord that he is a provider. Amen. Sister Tabitha, I was so thrilled to hear her testimony because we've all been there. We've all been there and didn't know how I was going to make this end or meet or thought or whatever the situation, and the Lord just comes on the scene. And in fact, we was talking about that today. My brother mentioned his trainee. I'm familiar with his trainee. We do a lot of talking while we're, you know, exercising and all, but it's good to be able to eat of the Word and begin to share the Word and encourage one another. Amen. And I've always found encouragement in the Word for whatever situation, whatever problem. Tonight, though, I want to talk about the hungry soul. There's several things in the Word of God tonight and throughout Psalms, too. In fact, I looked through Psalms today, and I looked in my concordance, and I saw how many times that the book of Psalms, and David in particularly, alluded to the soul or mentioned the soul in some capacity, and the soul of man. And I really pray, I wish, right here it says, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. I really wish that people would get in tune to their soul and the needs of the soul as much as they are the other physical needs of their body. I think we're pretty much got to a point where we know how to address the physical needs of the body. When we get hungry, we make sure that we have food to eat. We have raiment and we have a shelter and all of these things that we provide. But the psalmist here is talking about the children of Israel. He's talking about the children of Israel when the Lord led them out of Egyptian bondage and how they wandered in a solitary way. And there's something that really stuck out, and that's verse number 5. It said, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Well, I looked at what Mr. Webster said, and he said hungry is having a strong desire. You know, you can be hungry for something other than food. You can be hungry for a better life. You can be hungry for other situations. You'd be hungry to promote yourself and for the different desires of your heart, of your soul, of your body, or whatever. But when you really, really have a desire to have your soul strengthened, there's things that you must do in order to strengthen that soul. And I thought it quite ironic here that the physical desires is what caused them to faint. It caused them, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. It didn't really say their body fainted in them, because understand that God took care of their physical needs. You know, when the children of Israel, when they began to be hungry, the Lord rained manna down from heaven. He let quail walk right into the camp. Amen. I was reminded of the meal barrel when Sister Tabitha was talking about, just happened to find that 20 in the pocketbook. And, it's amazing. He could have put 100 there. He could have put 100 just as well. But you know what? A meal barrel that never runs out is better than a full meal barrel. Amen. I'll take the meal barrel that never runs out anytime, because God is a timely God, and he's a provider. He will provide what we need if we put him first. He said, you know, seek him first and the kingdom of heaven and these other things that he would add unto you. So hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. And listen, there's something to understand when your soul faints. When your soul faints, that basically means that you're losing heart. You're losing that desire. You're losing that energy. You're losing urgency to serve the Lord, or whatever it is. If your heart's not in it, you've heard that saying, if your heart's not in it. Well, here the Lord talks about, and throughout the Psalms and even in the New Testament as well, it talks about our soul and how we need to be strengthened. And we're going to talk about that in just a little bit, about the inner man. But I thought again how what a wonderful message that was when we found out that two of their physical needs is what caused their soul to faint. And I thought about that. If their physical needs had been addressed, if they wasn't hungry and thirsty, I wonder if they would have had the desire in their heart or in their soul. And I say that to say this, because so many times you see people who never have any issues or never have any problems, so to speak, and very rarely do they really seek the leadership of God. Very rarely do they really get into the Word of God. But I will assure you, when we begin to have physical needs, whatever it may be, whether it is gas money or whether it is healing for our body or whether it is just strength for our body or whether it is the Lord just to get us through the week. And we've all had days like that. And you know what? Rather than wondering what Susan's been experiencing, you know, as a body, we ought to come to her aid. I mean, we ought to rally around her. We shouldn't ask her what's going on or what kind of problems are you talking about, because we ought, if the body is really functional. And you can know this from a physical body. If you have a hurt finger, amen, the rest of that body comes to that attention. How many times does that left hand run over there and grab that little finger when it gets hurt? You know, it doesn't ask any questions. It doesn't say, why are you hurting or anything like that, but it rallies to that member. And that's the way that the church body ought to be. Regardless of what the situation is, we ought to rally around one another and support one another. And to understand the physical desires is what caused their souls to faint. And I began to think about that. Lord, you know, if I didn't have certain needs in my life, I may not seek you like I need to. That right there may answer the reason that a lot of times we go through tribulation. We go through problems. We have setbacks in our life. Because these are the times that the physical body gets weak. And when the physical body gets weak, I want to tell you, there's something amazing happens. The soul begins to be strengthened. That inner man begins to be strengthened. There's a verse that says, when I am strong, or when I'm weak, then am I strong. And that almost sounds like an oxymoron. How can that be? If we are weak in our body, how can we become strong? The reason is because we get our mind off of the physical things. We get the mind off of the natural things and the material things. And we begin to really, really seek the leadership of the Holy Ghost. We begin to really seek God's will in our life. And that's when the inner man is strengthened. And so many times, and tonight I'm really talking to the church, maybe more so than the unsaved folks, because the unsaved folks, you know, many, many times they don't have that personal relationship to lean on the Lord. But we do, church. We're born again Christians. We got something within us that's greater than anything that the world could offer. And I'm afraid so many times we do not take advantage of that spirit that is within us, and we don't feed it like we ought to. Amen. We don't give it the nutrients that we ought to. Sister Linda talked about reading the Word of God. You know, the reading of the Word of God ought to be an honor and a privilege, not a duty. Amen. Man, we ought to read it as an honor and a privilege. We ought to read it because, you know, even if you don't have an issue, okay? Even if you don't have a sickness, even if you're not down, even if you're not distressed, even if you're not going through a problem or trial, you ought to open the Word of God and dig into the Word of God, and not only read the Word of God, but seek the will of God. Seek His will in our life, because all of these things added together is what gives the nutrients, the spiritual nutrients, to our soul to make our soul or that inner man become strong like it ought to be. And here's the thing, you know, hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted. Hungry and thirsty, they begin to wilt away. Their desire, you know, you hear so many times people that lose the will to live. You know, even physicians have picked up on that. If your faith remains strong, if you have a positive attitude, you can fight a lot of disease, you can fight a lot of affliction, and we know the Lord gives us strength to do that. But a lot of that is mindset too. When we give up and when we faint, and it causes Christians a lot of times because, and what's the things that cause us to faint so many times? Things are not going our way. God hadn't answered in a timely manner. We have not, because we ask not. So many times we just ask, you know, just expect God to do it. But the Bible says, ask and you shall receive. But He also says, keep His commandments. So if we're obedient unto the Lord, keep His commandments, the Bible said we can ask whatsoever we will, and our Lord will provide that. And these are the scriptures. But if you're not familiar with the Word, if you're not familiar with the scriptures, and in here, too, you know, like I mentioned, the one-a-day vitamins. If you take a one-a-day vitamin, just one on Sunday. Just, I don't know why that comes to mind, but Sunday morning you get your vitamin, okay? And you wonder why you're weak by Wednesday or Tuesday, you know. You're supposed to take them every day, you know. I say that because Brother Jim was talking, and he was sharing with this personal friend that he knows, and they said, you know, I get all the church I need on Sunday morning. Let me tell you something. I don't think it'd be possible for me to sit down and eat one meal and go a week on it. First of all, I like to eat too much. Secondly, I would begin to lose strength. I wouldn't be able to work, Brother Jim. If you just ate on Sunday morning, by Wednesday you'd be, you know. And you know, we understand that, and we know that, and we take care of that physical need, don't we? No one has to remind us, you know. You know, it's like, no, I hadn't forgot to eat. You know, I remember to eat. You know, so when somebody calls, is supper's ready? Yeah, it's ready. I go eat. But spiritually, why do we have to remind the church to feed the soul? Why do we have to stand in the pulpit and remind the church to open your Bible, to pray, to seek God, to seek His will, not just in time of need, not just in time of problems, not just in time of anxiety or stress or whatever, but it ought to be a routine. It ought to be a David Ingram was preaching a revival down at the little church, and we were having testimony service, and I'll never forget, I was actually working the third shift, and they was having revival, and I knew that if I could come to the revival, but I had to leave by 8 o'clock so I could get to my work. And, you know, and he was asking me one day, he said, man, I really appreciate you coming and supporting the revival. I know that you work at night and you wouldn't have to. And I told him, I said, yeah, but, you know, I make it a habit to be at church. And then he preached on making it a habit to serve the Lord. And, you know, there's something, so you have to do something so many times to actually make it a habit. But if you make it a habit, then you don't think about it. You just do it without thinking about it. And how many times can we ought to just sit down, pick up the Word of God, begin to read, begin to search the Scriptures, or maybe just go to our prayer closet and begin to pray and ask the will of God in our life. And all of those things that we do begins to strengthen the soul. And when the soul is strengthened and the soul becomes strong in God, amen, God will take care of the physical needs. He'll take care of the material needs that we need in our life if we put Him first. And you know, He only is the one that can satisfy our soul. In fact, you've heard the song, "Only Jesus Can Satisfy Your Soul." You can put all kind of things you want to into that soul to try to fortify it, try to strengthen it, try to encourage it. But only the Spirit of the Lord is the one that can really, really satisfy that soul. Satisfy that longing soul. That's what he talked about. Because he said, not only did he lead them by the right way that they might go to a city of habitation. How many knows that if you ask the Lord for leadership, he's going to lead you the right way? Amen. It may not be the way that you thought. It may not be the way that you even desired, but the Lord will lead you the right way. How many times have you found yourself saying, you know what? I don't know how in the world I ended up here in this place. I don't know how God got me to this point in my life. You know, when you think about it, well, God had a purpose. God had a plan. You look back on it in hindsight and it worked out. But if you'd have made those plans, if you'd have tried to do it yourself, you probably wouldn't have made that destination or that point your destination, because you wouldn't have understood where God wants you to be. I was thinking about Paul and Silas and how they was thrown in jail. And, you know, I'm pretty sure they were a little disappointed with that. But you know what? The jailer and his whole family got saved because they went and were imprisoned in jail. And after the fact, man, that looks good, don't it? You know, but before that, you wouldn't understand that and know that. So only Jesus can satisfy that longing and that hungry in our soul. But you've got to be hungry. The soul has to be hungry. And I know I've shared with you before, you know, when you're hungry, you'll just about eat anything. When you're not hungry, you're picky. Amen. How many times you go in the refrigerator? There's nothing in that thing and to eat. Y'all done that too? You go in there, you open that door, and actually there's all kind of stuff in there. It's just nothing you want. You know. And you'll look at it and you'll turn your nose up at it, you know, because you know what? You're not real hungry. You may think you are, but you're not real, real hungry. If you were really, really hungry, you'd probably grab the first thing that was in there. Provided it's still in date or whatever, you know, and probably eat that. But and that's the thing about it, you know. I've heard people say, well, you know, I don't like to hear them preach, or I don't like to hear that person preach. If they're preaching the Word of God, you need to be hungry. Amen. Amen. You need to be hungry, regardless of who's serving. Let me tell you something. I just want to share that about being picky with your preachers. If I go into a restaurant. And I sit down and I'm hungry. And I order me something to eat. I don't care who brings it.
Come on.
Hello?
Come on.
As long as they feed me, amen, I'm going to eat it. I want them to, you know, I'm not looking at them. I'm looking at what they're bringing me. Amen. And that when a man stands in the pulpit and preaches the Word of God, get your mind off who that person is and understand that it's a vessel. An oracle that God is speaking through, and be more concerned about what He's feeding you. Now, if He's feeding you junk, you got every right not to want it. Amen. Same thing. If I go into a restaurant and they bring me a bunch of junk, I'm going to be pretty upset because that's not what I want. You know, I want something that's nourishing. I want something that's going to feed me. Amen. And when I read the Word of God, when I hear the Word of God, listen. When I hear a song. That feeds my soul, amen. And even if I turn the radio on, that feeds my soul. And so many times our soul becomes anemic. And we wonder why. Why are we fainting? Why are we having problems? Why are we having issues? It's because the soul has not been nourished. It hadn't been fed the right kind of thing. And let me tell you something else. If all you're putting into your soul is sweetness, sweet things, feel goods, you know, they say sugar is a false high. You eat a Snickers and, man, you're ready to go for 30 minutes. But an hour later, man, you just drag it. But you got to have nourishment. And I know my mentor, he tells me all the time about certain things that you got to put into your body. And it made me begin to think, you know, that's so true. That's so true, because when you do that, you begin to see the effects of it. You see that there's benefits in it. And sometimes the things that you put in there that's good for your body don't necessarily taste all that good. Hello? So It could be the same thing with our soul. Some of the things that we really need to understand, some of the things that we really need to know, there's some commandments, there's some things in the Word of God, amen, that's really, really strong, but it's good and it's nourishing for our soul because it will make us strong. It'll keep us from fainting. It'll keep us from losing heart. It'll keep us from getting down and getting the blahs and all, and it'll lift us up and pick us up. And those are the things that we need to do because He alone satisfy the longing soul and fill it, the hungry soul, with what? Goodness. Amen. Thank God for goodness. And the Lord can feed us that goodness. And I want to turn over to Ephesians chapter number 3. And in the third chapter of Ephesians, beginning with verse number 16, if you'll read 16 down through 21, there's seven riches of God. We spoke on this before. Seven riches of God that are there for us to participate and to partake of. But the one that I want to talk about is in verse number 16. It says that He would grant you, say that with me, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory. Think about that. His riches that He has are beyond our ability to even imagine. That we can't even fathom the greatness and the riches that our Lord has, that our God has. But He tells us that He is willing to share those with us, to give us of those riches, that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory. Why? To be strengthened.
Yes. Yes.
To be strengthened. Now, the God of the universe knew that we were going to have times when our strength would diminish. We're going to need strength. We're going to need strength to endure. Not only do you need strength on your job, not only do you need strength to do your chores, but you need strength to withstand the wiles of Satan, of the devil, as he comes against you. Amen? And you need to be stronger than the adversary. And the only way that you can be stronger than the adversary is through the Spirit that God gives us. To be strengthened in our inner man. That's what he says. According to the riches of glory, to be strengthened. How? Strengthened with might. Might. That's His power. His glory, His majesty, His greatness, His might. To be strengthened with might by His Spirit. So everything that talks about that gives us His strength are related to Him. He is the giver of our strength. He is our very strength. Without Him, we're not going to have the strength that we need to stand. No matter how much zeal we have, no matter how much knowledge we have, no matter how much Bible reading we have, no matter how much talent we have, we won't be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. We can't stand without His power and without His might. And where does He give us that power? In the inner man. The inner man. The part that you don't see. That is within us needs to be stronger than that houses the inner man. Amen. And we're going to take care of that outward man, aren't we? We're going to take care of that body as much as we possibly can. But don't fail to be able to nourish the inner man, because that's where our strength comes from. You've heard people say, I don't see how they've been doing that.
Right.
You know why? Because they can't see the inner man.
That's right.
They only see the effects. They only see the outward part. And they say, if that was me, that'd just be too big of a burden to carry. You know why they can carry it? Because of His might. Because of His strength. There's not a one of us can endure all that temptation, Brother Thomas, on our own. We're failures. We're frail. The body is weak. The body is not able to endure the things that comes against us. But the inner man can. And you know what? The inner man can make the outward man this. He said, no, you're not quitting. Amen. And the body says, I can't go on. I can't take another battle. I can't take another trial. I can't take another step. And the inner man says, yes, you can.
Hallelujah.
Yes, you can.
Yes.
With my power, with my mind, you can. Amen. You are more than. Amen. Through the power of God. Amen. I will not be defeated. I'm on the winning side. Those are the kind of things that the inner man encourages us. But so many times we tell the inner man to be quiet. You just don't know. You just don't know what I'm going through. Yeah. And the reason is because we haven't fed the inner man. We have not nourished the inner man. And it does come by reading. It does come by prayer. It does come by fasting. It goes fasting. Never discount the goodness through fasting. Because when you're fasting, what you're doing, amen, you're withdrawing or keeping something from that physical man in order to make that inner man stronger. And I will assure you it works. It does work. Amen. And you don't have to get up and tell everybody you've done it either, because that's not what it's all about. Amen. Whether you fast 3 days or whether you fast three meals or whether you fast one meal, you do it unto the Lord, and the Lord will bless you and you'll get strength from it. And you'll find when you do it, you'll want to do it more, because the benefits are so great. The benefits far outweigh the problems and trials and the difficulty of trying to do that if you put the Lord first. And if you feed that inner man. That inner man's got to be strong. That inner man's got to be resilient. And man, that inner man has got to be tough. Glory to God. Because the devil will come against you. And so many times, rather than attacking our body, he attacks our mind. And let me tell you something. When your inner man is strong, you can withstand it when he comes against you. Because you're all the whole time saying, greater is he that is within me. Greater is he that is within me. He will not put more on me than I'm able to bear. Amen. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That's what that inner man begins to tell you. Because it doesn't go by the same token as the flesh does. The flesh says, no, you're too tired to read your Bible. Oh, you're too tired. You can't fast. You get a headache every time you fast. You just can't do that. You know, and it's all time speaking negative things. But the inner man says, no, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. You know, it's a cheerleader kind of a thing. And it strengthens us. To be strengthened with might by his spirit. Now without his spirit, you're going to have a weak and anemic inner man, regardless of what you try to do. Because he's not his strength and his spirit is what gives us that strength. And here's the benefits. Here's the benefits from that. Man, you read things and you know, Brother Jim's got me reading labels. I never used to read labels. Now I read labels, you know, and I see different kind of things. It's not only just calories, but sugar and all that kind of stuff. But you read the benefits and listen to the benefits. When you're strengthened by his might in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded. Rooted and grounded. When you're rooted and grounded, what happens when the winds blow against you? Man, you just kind of buckle down and you're tougher because of that. That's the benefits from this, from feeding that soul and from making that inner man stronger. Amen. And you know, don't just do it a couple of times and say, man, that works. Continue doing it. Continue strengthening the inner man. Rooted and grounded in what? In love. And the Bible says God is love. They're one and the same, like his word. God, his word is one and the same. God is love. Amen. If you're rooted and grounded in love, then you're rooted and grounded in God. Why? So that you may be able to comprehend with all saints about the breadth and the length and the depth and the height. In other words, you'll know all the goodness of God. His goodness is so far outreaching. It's so beyond our ability to even comprehend. But when you're rooted and grounded, you'll be able to understand and comprehend the greatness of God. And understand how that he can put $20 in a billfold. How he can lift us up. How he can make a way when there's no way. How he can take the swelling down. How he can take a fevered brow and calm that fevered brow. I mean, God is able to do those things. And when you're strengthened, because you never know when you're going to be called on. I know I've told you this before, but we were at Red Top at a retreat many, many years ago. And we were staying in the cabins, you know, the men and cabins and the women in their cabins. This is after we had our supper and everybody was getting ready to go to bed. Well, they sent one of the children up to the men's cabin and said, please come down to the cabin. It was Sister Dot Allen, her little granddaughter, I believe it was, had a real bad fever and they wanted to pray for her. And she was just really, really pale. And when we got there and when we laid hands on her, you could feel the fever. It was so hot. The little baby was, I say baby, she's probably 3 or 4 years old, but she was just burning up. But we began to pray. And honestly, we could actually feel that fever subside. It began to cool that very moment, you know. And these are the, you know, if we'd all been weak and anemic in our soul, we'd say, oh, what are we going to do? We don't have the oil. We don't have the church. We don't have it. But no, God is an on-time God, and he can be there. But you're prepared for those things when your spirit, amen, when your soul, and when your inner man has had nourishment. It's not weak and it's not anemic, but it's there. So we'll be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth, the length, and the depth, and the height, and to know the love of Christ. There's so many people that really don't understand and know the love of Christ, which the Bible says passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. You ever sat to a table and said, I can't take another bite? You know, I mean, that's a good feeling, isn't it? I mean, you just, Brother Jim, you know how it is, that little country store there that we eat at sometimes, you know, man, that's good country cooking. And you eat and you eat and eat, and finally, you know, you're just sitting there, and you, whoa, that's all I can. I couldn't hold another bite. But you know what you do? If there's anything left, you go ahead and get it too. Go ahead and get it. Yeah, I'll make room for that. You know, that's the way I want to be with the inner man.
Yes.
Even when I feel like I can't take another bite, I say, yeah, Lord, just go ahead, get another bite. I want to be full. Amen. With the fullness of God, not the fullness of me, not the fullness of what I desire, but Sister Linda, the fullness of God, because that's what I need. That's what strengthens me. That's what makes me stand up in the midst of a fiery trial. That's what Daniel had. That's what the three Hebrew children had. That's what Samson finally shook himself and realized, you know what? I'm not going to lay my head in sin anymore. I'm going to shake this thing and I'm going to rely on what I can. And that's the power of God. And the same thing holds true with us. When nothing else works, amen, the Spirit of God will work. But we got to be fed. And in order to be fed, we got to be hungry. We got to be hungry for what God wants us to eat. So to know the love of Christ, which passeth the knowledge, that you might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able, and you hear me do this one so many times, to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Isn't it good when God all of a sudden does exceeding abundantly above all that we could ask or think? Amen. And that to me is just such a special relationship. Because so many times we'll go to the Lord and we're just asking a little thing. And all of a sudden he just blesses, gives us way more than we expected. And just, you know, we didn't even have any idea that God was going to do all of that. But, you know, he not only healed us, he made a way for us. He'll do this time and time again. And to know that he will do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Yes. In us, in that inner man. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. So there's seven riches in there that God will give us. But the main thing, if our inner man is not strengthened, if our inner man is not nourished, then we're not going to be able to understand the benefits of serving God and worshiping God in the true way that God would want us to be able to eat and to digest the goodness of God's word. And it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. You know, like you open the refrigerator and say, oh, I can't find nothing I like. You know, well, you know, if you're opening the Bible and you say, I can't find nothing I like, chances are you need to pray before you open your Bible. Say, Lord, it's all good. Everything in there good. You feed me what you want me to have tonight, Lord. And it doesn't matter, you know. And it's just like when I opened that book and 1 Corinthians 2 and 5 fell open and said, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. I had no earthly idea what that really meant. That was just good. I said, Lord, I believe that. I accept that. Until the next day, three doctors told me that my son may not live. And that verse just jumped out of me. I'm so glad that God fed me on that Tuesday night, because I needed that strength on Wednesday. Had I not had that in my inner soul, in my inner man, I would have fainted. I would have lost hope. But I kept relying on that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. God's word is timely. God's word is great. Do you love the Lord tonight? We love you. Love each and every one of you. May God bless you. Hope you have a wonderful evening. If you need prayer, please come forward. We'll pray with you tonight for whatever need you may have.
Some of the ladies that she was eating with had told me to say.
decide that she'd kind of been that way all day.
She gets confused. She was a little confused this morning.
Her room, she and I sat there a few minutes and tried to get her mind off of whatever was worrying her. And so she was a little bit better when I left for the evening. But I told her, she said, "You going to church?" She knew it was Wednesday.
Yeah.
Above everything else, she did that. "Are you going to church?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, that's where I'm going now." So anyway, I just came up to get prayer for her. She will rest tonight and be able to rest.
Yes. Thank you for that.
Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus.
Dear Jesus, Father, Lord, God Almighty, Father, I thank God that you provide on me. God, you have the words to say, God. I pray tonight that you will give her peace. I pray that you will give her comfort and that will rest with you. Lord, pray, God, that you would move the confusion around. Lord, the anxiety, whatever you want to write, we pray, God, that you would minister in a special way, God, and we give you praise and honor before you. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord, for your spirit, God. Give us comfort tonight. In Jesus' name.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
With the school tomorrow, leaving in the morning and won't be back until Friday afternoon. And I will get a prayer clock, but I might not see them in time. So I just want to stand in prayer for them that the Lord keep them safe. Heavenly Father,
Lord, as you come to me, God, I pray, Lord, for your safety. Lord, as they travel, I pray, God, that you let God and angels in the upper elevators. Father, I pray, God, that they just keep them safe. God, protect them, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, that we can call them to God on behalf of those that are traveling. Father, your word says not even plan to take a trip unless you do it in the name of the Lord. And Father, we ask for them to go in the safety of your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Praise your grace, God. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Suddenly, I said to my son, "You know, sometimes when you don't feel like going to the presence of God, it's when you should."
Yes. Right. Yes.
Yes. Yes. He wasn't going to come. And he said, "You know what? I feel like going to."
Praise God.
And that word was just hallelujah to
us. Right.
I will also stand in thank for my mom. She's sick in Africa. She's trusting God for me.
Thank you for sharing us. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we anoint this season, God. Lord, we're so thankful, God, that you met her need. Father, we pray for her mother. God, I pray that you would strengthen her, touch her, heal and anoint her body, God. Let her feel your presence, God. Let her feel that healing verse you left now. We'll lift you up, Lord, to give you all praise and honor and glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise your holy name. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Lord knows our need, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you all for coming tonight. We appreciate you so much. Brother Jim, if you would come.
This is with the word. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Praise God. What a good and powerful spirit we all had the opportunity to be present in His house tonight. And we just love the Lord for His timely message, for His answered prayers, for the testimonies of praise and what God is doing in so many different places in healing and protecting and guiding. He will lift those burdens if we'll give them all to Him.
Yes, amen.
Yes, amen. Well, all hearts and minds clear.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. We love each and every one of you. Enjoy the rest of your week, but don't forget about all the announcements and all the activities, and we look forward to seeing you this weekend. Praise the Lord. All right, with this prayer, we're going to be dismissed. And also, don't forget about the Overcomers Outreach. I'm sorry, I haven't mentioned it enough in that ministry. Our most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you again, dear Lord, for allowing us to feast at your table. Dear Lord, as your word is opened, dear Lord, as that bread is shared and broken for us, dear Lord, We thank you now for speaking to each and every one of us, dear Lord, for your special, special word. Lord, we ask you now just to continue to keep us safe as we go about our business. Lord, as we prepare to leave, dear Lord, may we continue to be the vessels, dear Lord, that you would have us to be. Dear Lord, let your light shine through. Dear Lord, may we not be satisfied with that one time or two times or three times a week service, dear Lord. May we seek you, dear Lord, in all your glory. And Lord, we ask you to bless each and every family here. For those that aren't with us tonight, dear Lord, those that are, whether they're shut in, they're in nursing homes, assisted livings, dear Lord, we ask for you to pray for each and every one of them, the caregivers, those that are healing, dear Lord. We have so many in our church, dear Lord, that have a need and a prayer request, dear Lord. May you just continue to bless and to anoint. And we give you all the honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Have a wonderful rest of the week. Praise God.